Merciful Redeemer. Peace and greetings to you, brothers and sisters. This is Waleed Muhammad, the communicator. Welcome to the first edition of our award-winning radio program. The communicator began in 1974 in Chicago, Illinois. Our theme is positive thoughts and positive music to your mind, body, and your soul. I sincerely thank our dear brother, Brother Imam Alfred Muhammad, for allowing us to broadcast on his excellent program, Religion Means Alive. Let's keep religion alive. Let's keep our lives alive. And now, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Communicator.
This is Muhammad Ali, the true champion of the world. And when I'm in Chicago, I always listen to Brother Wali Muhammad, the communicator. His show is called The Communicator, Wali Muhammad. Not only is he the communicator, he is the educator. Check him out.
Thank you.
Pick your sign. Tell your friend.
And baby, come, my hair ain't long. You know we got to find a way. Break some understanding. Break it down. Pick it fine. Don't you want it, me? No brutality. Come on and talk to me so that you can see what's going on. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Come on and talk to me so that you can see.
God said, be as one, one love, one community, one humanity. Let's communicate.
My name is Shahida Kayyem. I'm the mother of 10, grandmother of 25, great-grandmother of 6, 7, or 8 by now. And I know many of you out there are wondering, what could your purpose be in heaven, if you even have a purpose? But I would like for each of you out there to ask yourself this question. Had I not been born for a purpose, would history have wasted a thought on me? For in every split second of an atom, there is a reason why it should be. There's a reason for all that's pushed me. There's a goal and an aim for us too. So for you who are wondering if your being here is an error, oh no, there's a goal, there's an aim, and a prayer just for you. I had to ask myself the same question. And I soon realized that mine had made me a woman, and time had delivered me from dust. I have been formed, fashioned, and made to grow. I have been trampled on, but yet I am alive. I've been unseen, unheard, and unnoticed by many, though. But I have been seen, heard, and noticed by the great mind of time. I have been delivered by that same mind. So you see, today, I am alive. But from the beginning of time, I was to be. From the very beginning of time, I and I alone could be me. So I wish not to take the place of another. I know that time has already declared what will be. So why should I, like a fool, rush off ahead of time, only to have to wait for time to catch up? Time, mind, and time. God.
Understand, be free. Oh. keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia. Georgia. A song of you.
I'll
be back, sweet and clear. It's moonlight through the pines. Other arms will reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see the road be back to you. I said, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song. It's Georgia on my mind. Other arms will reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Oh, 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 Georgia, Georgia, no peace, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song. It's Georgia on my mind. I said just an old sweet song. It's Georgia on my mind.
So many times we take so much for granted. And most of the time we are dealing with false and foolish pride. I had to get my experience from the loss of my dear mother. Don't make the same mistake I made, my sisters and brothers. Put aside your foolish pride and thank God if your mother's alive. If you look, for it would be too late the day that she leaves you. Please take it from me, because I know. You see, if I could have been there the day that my mother died, if I could have held her hand, I would have swallowed all my foolish pride. But by the time I reached my mother, I was a little too late. So I'm telling you this, my sisters and brothers, so you won't make the same mistake. Ask your mother if she writes you. And if she calls for you, please try to go. It would be too late the day that she leaves you. Please take it from me, because I know. If I could have been there, I would have told my mother much. That's true. But you see, the if for me, my sisters and brothers, can be a reality for you. You should remember, mother. You should respect that womb that bore you. I'm reminded of a night when my little brother was born. and my mother almost died. I watched her row an old beat-out boat, and that old boat, it capsized. I saw my mother thrown from a railroad trestle. As an old man reached for her hand, and I will never forget the look on her face as she bore those labor pains. The waters was getting high, and my mother's pain was coming down. But, you know, all I could hear my mother say was, "Lord, please don't let my baby drown." I saw the pain she suffered. Oh, I saw the grief my mother bore. Her pains, they got much tougher. And her voice was getting low. But as I do remember, when birth my mother did give, she said, "Lord, if I must die, please just let my baby live." This is the love of a mother for her child. We should always remember mother. Respect that womb that bore you. An old child whose mind is yet a child, think not that you've outgrown to ever disrespect a mind that gave you a mind when you had no mind of your own. Child, respect the life that gave you life and the breath that helped you breathe. Old child, respect the womb that kept you safe and the mouth that helped you feed. And when you grow and bring forth life, then, dear child, you too will know the pain that it takes to bring you here and the mind that helps you grow. Remember, mother, you should respect that woman that bore you.
Communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, body, and soul. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
Let me give you the blog number. Write it down. Tell your friends. It's area code 805-727-7013. That's 805-727-7013. And we thank you so much for listening. Keep it right here. We have more for you. Positive music, positive thoughts to your mind, body, and your soul.
Daddy?
Yes?
What's the river Niger?
The river Niger?
Yes.
A great curving river of 2,600 miles, flowing northeast from Guinea near Sierra Leone. People of the Niger offering a great wealth of different customs, traditions, history, and languages call it Juba. Some call it Quarry, the oil river, and the river Niger. Thank you.
Thank you.
7013. Communicator Productions. Thank you very much. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul. I'm Brother Wali Muhammad. And we thank you for listening to this program. We thank you very much. And we'll be, hopefully, God willing, we'll be back on next Saturday. We'll get the time will be either 12 p.m., 12 noon, or maybe a little later. However, we're going to continue to be with you every week if we possibly can, to keep the program going, and we thank you so very much. I want to let you know that we have a very special package, a special CD that we're talking about, I'd like to tell you about, and this is from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from the Legacy Series, from our archives, our Muhammad Family Archives, and during this, there was a series of CDs that lectures, I should say. These are lectures. These were done back in the 60s and 70s. A few years prior to his passing, he had a broadcast, his own local broadcast here in Chicago, and we had some of the archival lectures from that era. And we have the first series of CDs that's now available to you. And you can get them for only $13, $10 plus shipping and handling. And just send it to us here, the communicator, Waleed Muhammad, and send it to our office. It's 439 East 81st Street, and that's Suite 100, and that's Chicago, Illinois, 60619. And we'd like you to get a copy because this is a CD I don't think too many people have ever heard. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story, beautiful lecture from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And it's called The Way to Success. And he recorded it back in December 30th, 1969. And I'd like to let you listen to just a little sample of the program. And then, once again, send your money, check on money order for $10 plus $3 shipping and handling to the communicator, Waleed Muhammad, 439 East 81st Street, Suite 100, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. Get it right away. You'll love it. This is very, very beautiful. And so timely, recorded in 1969. It sounds as if it was recorded just a few days ago. I mean, it was the message is so timely. So please get your copy of that beautiful lecture and tape from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All right, we're going to let you hear just a little bit, give you a little sample. The Way to Success by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
This is the weekly broadcast of Mr. Muhammad Speaks, the program that appeals to the black man and woman of America to do something for self. From the pure, clean waters of Peru comes still another great milestone in the history of the Nation of Islam. From the shores to your table come fresh, fighting fish. Yes, fighting HMP. The delicious fish that's completely clean for your convenience. So watch for the fighting fish representative and place your order now for the best fish you've ever eaten. Millions of pounds of whiting H&D are coming your way. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is feeding the black man with good, wholesome, delicious fish. So do something for self. Place your order now with your Nation of Islam fish representative to be delivered directly to your door. Eat to live, eat wholesome good, fighting H&G. And now we present to you with great honor, the last messenger of Allah, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Greetings to you. I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality to my people, the black man who has been lost and now found in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of North America, for the past 400 years. I want to say to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, that we are living in a time far, far from what it has been. We are living in a day and time that we must do something for self. And to do something for self, we have to be ourselves. We have to love ourselves. We have to love everything like our own kind. We cannot divide our love for ourselves and for our enemies. To love our enemies does not get us any success whatsoever. I want to talk with you on this. The way to success, to have success and be successful, we have to accept our Lord. yourself, what is Amon, Muhammad? We have to accept Amon God, who is now present, to save and deliver you from your 400-year-old enemies. We must accept the way of the God of righteousness. We must accept the way of justice and peace, which justice brings. We cannot enjoy peace and happiness without justice. We must have justice first. Here we are today thinking that we can do a lot of things without accepting the master king of the universe. You are blind, deaf, and dumb to the knowledge that the world that you have known and that I have known is now growing up. And a new world of freedom, justice, and righteousness is now coming. We must remember these things. Maybe we will be successful if we remember and try to ponder over the time and what is now taking place. If we accept our own God and his purpose and aims for our happiness, our peace, our justice and equality, we will agree that we cannot escape accepting God Almighty Allah for us. Look in your poison book, the Bible. Look how it prophesies of these times. Read it carefully, and you will find proof in that Bible that we are on time and have allowed the enemy to do whatever he pleased. Almighty God Allah came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, have fully covered off the cover. They have been covered up, and we could not see them as they are. Now, as it is written, he has lifted the curtain of the cover, off the cover, and now shows the nation his shame. You have it. Why don't you believe after you see these things made manifest? God wants you in heaven. He wants to take away their bruises and sufferings of slavery. If you would join on to them looking for joy and happiness, you won't get it. That kind of thing in this world is short-lived. Let us accept our honor. Then unity is possible. We cannot unite if we disagree on that which will give us the power to unite. Our God
and his aim and purpose to bring joy and happiness, freedom, justice, and equality to you and me, who has been deprived of this for 400 years. The very thing that will bring to us all the heaven we're looking for. Brother, it is unity. God, not with the enemy, but unity with God and the nation of righteous. Unity with the God of Islam, the God of a religion of entire submit to his will. We can't submit to God if we want to submit to the devil. How can Almighty God, Allah, accept you when that you want to be a servant of the devil? Take a look at it, my brother. The devil have ruled the black man for 6,000 years. He have lost no time at all. Now that time was up way back in 1914. You will sleep till the night. Brother, that's a long time. Long, long time. This has been given to them as stages of time to allow them to change if they wanted to. He has opened the heavens to them to let them take a peek into his glory and to his mighty creation. He has blessed America, white man, with great success here. He has blessed him to accumulate more wealth than his other brothers combined in Europe. But now, Allah is mighty and he's wise. He's taking it away from the white man. He's taking it away with all kinds of plagues gradually. But look what kind of evil people they are. That even while God is bringing them to an end, he yet seeks to murder his once loyal slave and to deprive him of freedom to go for himself. Look what is happening to us in Alabama. There, we went there at the white man's word. We bought land from white man, from his brother. And his brother now got blood in his eyes to kill his brother for even selling us, not think over that, not giving us nothing, but selling it at a high price. Just the idea that you want to help sell Muslim land so that the Muslim can have a chance to do something for self. What an evil people. But we have a God on our side that goes all out to stop it. But Elijah have a God on his side for his people. I'm not alone. I have no guns, nor do my followers have any ammunition and artillery to come out and fight with the white man with the same type of weapon we don't have. God forbid us, because he wants to fight himself. He wants to bring the enemy to his knees. Without the kind of weapons that he loves and puts his hopes in it, that it will conquer the nations of the earth for himself. All this is a failure today. Allah brings you to a lot, little by degrees, when you oppose him. So read the whole Quran. He destroys you, regardless of how powerful you may be. Your power, your wealth does not avail against Allah. But look how that we are hindered, opposed, in trying to bring about unity and love of black brothers. Then hires our own people to help him to oppose Allah and the nation of righteous, the Muslim. He wants you to see how much power he has over you that loves him. And he do have power over them that love him, but not over we that love Allah. No, sir. But I want you to remember that you in the day and time when that you can, if you want to, be a great nation. God Almighty in the person of Master Farad Muhammad is blessing me and my followers to set up a standard of the to the way upon me of freedom, justice, and equality, and heaven while you live. All the reverends in Chicago and throughout America that believe in that slavery religion called Christianity, trying to be a friend to the enemy of black man for a little honor, a little respect, is going to be shame of themselves now soon. It is written that the reverends would do just that. Stick around and wait and depend on the white man, the devil, to give them heaven among them. How can he give you heaven when he won't have it for himself? And as much as the parable goes, that if Lazarus and Dibi had lived over that history, maybe Dibi, the rich man, would have changed his mind. But since there was no return, the time had arrived that he must fall and lose all he had, that God may show Lazarus, who had great to spare, and that he did not have to eat crumbs. Then Lazarus began to feel happy, though yet not a worry, because he was not trusted by Abraham to talk, for fear the rich man would have deceived him and made him agree with him. And that's really possible. In all the world's trouble today, with war all over the earth, with the government telling you they cannot bring about no peace, and if they could, that would make the prophets lie. The Bible said they would not be able to find peace, and that they would seek peace, and they would give fine gold for peace, but will fail to find. Now, they admit they cannot find. They admit they cannot come to no reasonable agreement with each other. It is just not here. God himself is in the way of the enemies enjoying peace, because they are the ones that took peace from you and me. They are the ones that has deprived the whole nation of the earth of peace. Now they must enjoy peace while they are keeping us from having peace among ourselves. This is the ugliest thing of all. The enemy will come to you and me. And if he find us in peace, he seeks to destroy. But that shows you that Allah has revealed the truth of this people. They were made to destroy the peace. The Bible teaches you in Revelation in symbolic way that the rider on the pale horse, the white race, he took peace from the earth, brought the soul upon the people, and the soul was used against one and the other. You'll see all of this is now made manifest. Why will you act such a secret way that you act? Why don't you come and let us reason together like men, and like men that love their own suffering kind, and get on the road to success for our nation, regardless to the opposition against you and me? If it's like a mountain, Allah will bring it to an end. Let us sit down and think this over, my friend. You cannot escape it. You cannot find peace, nor a future for peace, with the enemy of peace who have destroyed peace all over the planet Earth and destroyed it with you and me right here in our face. He put one black man against the other for his own purpose, for his own self, and to mock you and your God of peace. Your God of peace cannot bring peace to his slave that he raised. And that slave, he intends to take that slave to hell with him. This is his greatest desire, to do just that. My beloved listeners, why not wake up? Unity is possible among us if you will just think singly. That the world is on fire that we have known. and it will consume that which we have known of this world. War, the cry of war, cry of peace, and birth is running out of men's veins and hearts day and night. They say, peace, peace, while this soul reaches to his soul. Prophesied the Bible. We are in those times now. And we cannot escape them. No one will have peace but the righteous. No one will have peace but those who believe in the God of righteous. Believe in he who has appeared among us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. To whom praises is due forever. We must remember again that here on the south side, 1 million people, black people, and yet the power of the enemy is so strong that it divides a whole million of people, one against the other, with his poison, and promises that he never intended to be able to fulfill.
You've been listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, recorded back in December 1969. The CD is available right now. Put your order in right now, $10 plus $3, $13 check or money order to the communicator, Wali Muhammad, 439 East 81st Street. And Suite 100, 60619. Thank you so very much for listening. We'll see you next Saturday, God willing, and have a wonderful, wonderful week and weekend. Peace be unto you.